This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Humanitarian organization Save the Children says more than 140,000 people in the Malayan town of Manaka, including 80,000 children, face malnutrition and disease due to a blockade by Islamic State-linked insurgents. Mohammed Youssef reports.
In a statement this week, Save the Children said that unless aid gets to Manaka communities soon, the area could see many deaths in the coming months. The London-based organization said some of its workers who went to assess the population's needs had been trapped for more than 3 weeks. The blockade in Manaka follows a siege in Timbuktu that began last August and has trapped more than 136,000 people, 74,000 of them children. In Timbuktu, however, some aid supplies are able to reach people in need, according to Save the Children. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced it's halting trade with Israel worth $7 billion a year until a permanent ceasefire and humanitarian aid are secured in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Turkey has become the first of Israel's key partners to halt trade over the conflict in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, criticized the suspension, saying it breaks international trade agreements and calling it how a dictator behaves. The militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, praised the decision as brave and supportive of Palestinian rights. Last month, Turkey curbed exports of steel, fertilizer and jet fuel, among other products, over what it said was Israel's refusal to allow Ankara to take part in aid drops over Gaza. All remaining trade is now halted.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Democratic U.S. Rep. Henry Kohler of Texas and his wife had been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into the ties of American business leaders in Azerbaijan. Kohler released a statement Friday denying any wrongdoing. In it, the longtime congressman says he and his wife, quote, are innocent of these allegations. Neither Kohler nor his attorney immediately responded to calls seeking comment on the matter. Kohler was at one time the co-chair of the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus. The FBI searched the congressman's house in the border city of Laredo in 2022, and Kohler's attorney at the time said Kohler was not the target of that investigation. Several U.S. universities are taking steps to prevent pro-Palestinian protest disruptions of graduation ceremonies this weekend. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Colleges are hiring extra security, they're screening attendees at venues, and they're warning that they won't allow protesters to disrupt the ceremonies. At the same time, they're pledging to honor free speech rights by designating protest zones. Thursday night, as the University of Utah president spoke at commencement, some students booed and yelled, "Free Palestine." Northeastern University in Boston is holding commencement exercises on Sunday. Nearly 100 protesters were arrested there a few days ago. A university spokesperson says they acknowledge passionate viewpoints, but the focus this weekend, she said, should be on the graduates. I'm Rita Foley.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he doesn't see a significant issue with Russia moving some troops onto an air base in Niger, where a small number of U.S. forces remain. Austin said late Thursday the Russians are in a separate compound and don't have access to U.S. forces or equipment. A U.S. official says most American troops left that base in the nation's capital, Niamey. Russian trainers arrived in Niger about 3 weeks ago. It was unclear then where they were housed. The West African nation has ordered all U.S. troops out of the country. The Pentagon has said they'll depart, but hasn't provided a timeline. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.